Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Where's your AirPods? Why are you
Well, I
going
was just using them and
poverty headphones?
they're dead. That's why I needed to take a minute. I know.
I saw something, I think it was the Pat McCaffrey show like last week, and they had Aaron Rodgers and he was using the corded
Oh, old school.
AirPods, and I was like, man, I haven't seen those in a long time. Feel like
Caleb,
Smokehouse was like, yeah, you
this
probably
is
can't afford
Rob.
them.
Rob, this is Caleb.
Hi,
Hey,
Rob.
Caleb.
Good to
How are
meet you.
you?
Frazzled.
Everything
That's
all right?
okay.
I'm fine. It's just Mondays are
Headphones?
crazy.
Oh.
Jameson had a track meet. Reese had dance. just been all over. Just got home like 15 minutes ago. So that's all. And then my
Nice.
headphones are dead, which is a huge bummer.
So, yeah, I figured do we want to just chat real quick and then we'll kind of do the intro and I'll kind of do the formal introduction to Rob and I thought
Sorry,
about
real
how you
quickly,
at
I saw
home.
Sinners this weekend.
Oh, you saw the
Highly
Sinners.
recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. So who's
Yeah,
in it?
highly recommend it. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, Hailee Steinfeld, Delroy Lindo. Great movie.
Who's the director on that?
Ryan Coogler from
Ryan
Black Panther.
Coogler.
That was his last
Yes.
thing he did with the last two Black Panther movies. So,
Yes.
no, it's so like I think the last time I went to a movie was Nosferatu, which I hated, but I think I hate that director. That Nosferatu was that thing of like, am I going to like Robert Eggers films or not? Because I've always sort of been on the side, like on the fence, like either way. Again, visually, fine, but this was visually great. This was like the music was great, the sound design is incredible, the story is great, it's original, and it's great that you walk in, you kind of go in cold, have no idea what it's about. And it's like I said to Katie earlier today, I was like, I would absolutely go see it again.
Cool. Well, I
So
think we want to go see it.
yeah.
What about you, Caleb? What have you been up to?
Just Uber, just being an Uber. That's
For your kids.
that's been my life. Now that we're back, Jameson's doing track and soccer and dance, and Reese is doing dance and soccer, and
So
there's
Rob
just stuff
Jameson
constantly.
is the same age as Vivian. They're what,
Okay.
4 days apart in age, so they've been
4 days apart.
buddies. They've been buddies since they were like a year old. Like peas and carrots, they just can always hang out and just love being around each other. And their daughter, how old is Reese?
Reese is six.
6-year-old daughter. And your wife is a music instructor and dance instructor, and she's just like super into arts and is amazingly talented at it. And you do
Nothing.
what? So I
I
told Rob that, we met when you were the youth director at our church, and so you'd since left, kind of faded away from all that and, got more into the professional side of things. So I
Yep.
thought.
So now I sell warehousing equipment
Okay,
and
very cool.
warehousing services.
Makes a
So,
lot more
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
So if you need a forklift, I can get you one.
Okay. Hey, I work for a theater company. I never know what we're gonna fucking
This,
need from
right?
time to time.
Yeah.
Are you in your, are you at an office, your office right now?
I'm in my office at the theater,
Okay.
yeah. So I usually work like 10, 11 until like 6, 7 at night, and then I just thought, oh, this is quiet enough, I'll just do it here. So
So are you at the
yeah.
Purple Rose? Is that where you do
I
your
am,
stuff at?
yeah. So
Okay.
I do the fundraising for them. Yeah. So
Got it.
that's where I'm calling you from. So, and I was asking this question, it's funny, I was asking this question of some of my coworkers. I was trying to like take bets on where they would say, like, I was pretty sure one person would say Themyscira, Paradise Island from Wonder Woman. And she was like, yeah, I think that would work.
So did you get it deep into this one, Caleb, or what were your, I mean, we're not going to give anything away, but
For the fictional worlds,
yeah.
part of me just wanted to do like every planet from Star Wars, but I
Ooh.
didn't. I held back. So, but there
Okay.
were several planets that I thought of in Star Wars that I would love to visit.
Dathmere.
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
Isn't that where the Night Sisters come from?
I
Like a
believe
bunch
so.
of
Yeah.
witches, like a witch in coven.
Yeah. Like Coruscant would be kind of cool, you know, huge
Coruscant. Yeah, city
city.
planet. A planet
Yeah.
made of a city. Yeah. Or buildings,
So
I
there was a
guess.
lot of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, let's jump into it. I feel like we've done our little meet and greet. You guys have kind of met each other a little bit, and I feel like we can, you guys feel comfortable going ahead and starting?
Yeah, for
Go
sure.
for it. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming back and checking out the High Five podcast. I'm Jay. I'm here with Caleb as always, and this week we have a special guest, Rob. And we're going to dive into our top five fictional places we'd love to visit. But before we jump into it, I just want to quickly introduce Rob. Welcome to the High Five podcast, Rob.
Hey
We're
there. Hello.
ecstatic to have you. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got roped into this episode?
Oh, I was lassoed into this because Jay pretty much knows that I have an opinion on everything. So, Jay and I know each other from our little speakeasy that we frequent together. And, you know, these kind of conversations are always coming up when you're hanging out in a bar. So, I think the irony is at one point during this conversation, I think I had said cheers, and everyone's like, we already are living in cheers.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of place that it is. Everyone knows your name when you walk in. Everyone's got a conversation and an opinion. But yeah, so a friend of Jay's, and I work in theater. I work for a professional theater company called the Purple Rose Theater, that is, you know, home is in our little town that Jay and I share. So again, I couldn't pick Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls because we pretty much live there. So it's a little mix of Stars Hollow and Twin Peaks. And Jay had asked if I would ever live in Twin Peaks, and I was like, absolutely not. There is no way. I don't want to get slipped into the Black Lodge. So that's a little bit about me.
Love it. Let's see. I have a couple just like icebreaker questions to get us going into this topic. Have you
Yep.
ever seen, we'll start with you, Caleb. Have you ever seen something in a movie or a show as a kid and thought one day that will exist? Like that will come to fruition at some point?
I mean, I guess immediately what comes to mind is Back to the Future and the hoverboard.
Oh yeah,
Oh, that's a
that's
good
a good
choice.
point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought that was that would happen. You know, obviously flying cars, anything that had a flying car in it, I thought would be
Yep.
something that would come to real life.
Yeah, but do we really want to live in a society of flying cars and cell phones at the same time? I mean, it's
Yes,
already
not at
bad enough on the
all.
ground, right?
No. No. No, we definitely don't. Not at all. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yeah, like I said, hoverboard is the first thing that popped to mind. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Just
I mean, teleportation would be cool, but
yeah.
or time travel, but
Time travel, yeah.
yeah.
What about you, Rob?
You know, I tend to look at places if it comes to fruition in the sense of like, oh, that's the kind of apartment or house that I would have one day, right? And then you actually look at the real estate prices and you're like, no, that's not possible whatsoever. Okay.
That's funny. I think we could probably just go for this. It
You
was
got to answer
my
that question. What's
oh.
yours? Yeah.
I would, I mean, Back to the Future has always been a favorite, but since you stole it, let's say, well, I mean, it's similar, but like, or maybe not similar, but it's a nostalgic movie and it's like Goonies. Like I just thought like
Yeah.
someday, like I don't know, like I
You'd
don't
go
know.
on a
Maybe
treasure
that's a
hunt.
bad example. Yeah, like just going on a treasure hunt and seeing really cool things like that. But I don't know, like not as a kid,
It's
not
only been
really.
a few years, within the last few years, that I realized that where they shot that rock off the beach in Oregon, right? Like,
Yeah, in that
it's like, oh, that's a real
Cannon
thing. I know
Island,
where
or
that is. Right. Yeah.
it's c
So
called Cannon Island or something like that,
I
because
think that's right. Yeah. Cannon
it's a
Beach. Yeah.
Cannon Beach. Yep.
And so then it's like, oh, that's the Goonies rock, but of course it probably doesn't house a ship inside, right? It's not a Cadbury egg.
But like obviously we've gotten some pretty cool ones that have come to fruition where it's like, you know,
Yep.
Super Nintendo World or even Galaxy's Edge with Star Wars. I guess that's not really one that came to fruition because it was a new creation that they made, but Super Nintendo World, you know, there's rumors that, you know, like Zelda, they're gonna do a Zelda thing at the Universal Studios park in Florida. But yeah, I don't know. Back to the Future is the first thing I thought of, so that's why you threw me
Well,
for a
we live in
loop.
a
It's
world
still a
of
funny.
robots and AI now,
Yeah,
right?
right.
So
Yep.
we can talk
That's,
to
you
people
know.
on our watches, like
Oh,
Star
so
Trek.
yeah,
Yeah,
like
Dick Tracy. Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, Dick Tracy was one. Like remember the what was that Short Circuit? Not Short Circuit. It was the other one with the robot, Johnny Five. Remember that one? Was that Short Circuit or was
That
that the
was Short
flying
Circuit, wasn't it?
robots?
Yeah,
Was
yeah.
the little flying robots? There was like the little, or was
Yeah,
that?
now we have the drones. Yeah.
Yeah,
So some
but
things have
anyway.
come to fruition, right? Star
Yep.
Trek, the little transponder has become our
Yeah.
what used to be the flip phones, and now those are even out of style. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. All right. Well, I'd say let's jump into it. Rob and I were talking just before you got on, Caleb, that we both have a lot of honorable mentions. So,
Okay.
I'm gonna start with my number five, and it's Orbit City from the Jetsons animated
Ah.
cartoon. It's futuristic floating metropolis from the animated show The Jetsons, set on a far future Earth. Humanity lives in sleek, elevated cities full of advanced tech, flying cars, robots, and whimsical gadgets. So we've all seen the cartoon where you've got Rosie the robot, who's the housemaid, and you've got, you know, the automatic dog walking and all the flying cars, like we were just talking about.
They have the
Basically.
flying cars, but they never in the Jetsons showed like all the packages that you could get, like same day delivery.
That's
Like everything
true.
that just sort of comes by, same day delivery or next day delivery, right?
Yeah, somehow they
So.
were able to just make it at the place. Or wasn't that how she made, like Rosie the robot would make dinner and she'd just like
Oh,
press a
yeah.
button, or was that Jane the wife? She would just do it. But anyway, yeah, that's my number
Yeah.
five.
We don't have the
Okay.
cars that fold up into suitcases yet.
Yeah,
Oh, right.
exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see what were, oh, some of the places to check out were Astro's Dog Park, Skyways and Floating Malls, and obviously George worked at Spacely Sprockets HQ, which didn't they just make gears or something?
Sprockets.
And Sprockets, yeah.
Sprockets for rockets.
Man,
Yeah, I haven't watched that cartoon in a long time. You know, it's funny. Like, I was thinking the same thing, Caleb. Like, I hadn't even thought of that. And then you just said all these things, Jay. And suddenly it's like, oh, those cobwebs have just gotten dusted off in my brain.
Rosie the Robot was really the star of the show, though, in my mind. Like, everyone wanted a robot. She was always just like had witty things to say and always put people where they needed to be, save the day somehow, it seemed like. And the husband was the doofus that was always messing things up, it seemed like.
And isn't it surprising that like Hanna-Barbera's IP hasn't like been rebooted ad nauseum yet,
Yeah,
right?
sure.
Like, you know, where, yeah, we had
Wonder
Space
who
Ghost
owns
as a
that.
talk show, but well, Hanna-Barbera, right? And I think
Right.
maybe Warner had it. I don't know. But you know, it's sort of like, okay, we've had Scooby-Doo movies, but like no
Yeah.
Jetsons movie that hasn't been
Yeah.
updated yet.
Yeah. I would watch that. So, anyway, that's my number five.
What were the other ones that he that Hanna-Barbera did?
Flintstones.
That's
Flintstones. That was the mirror one. Yeah.
Yogi Bear, right? You
Yogi, that
know,
was what I was thinking. Yeah, okay.
Hey, boo
Yeah.
boo.
So the Snagglepuss.
It's only a matter of time.
Yep.
I
All
mean, they
right.
did the real life Flintstones. Remember that? That
They
was
did. Oh, yeah. John
terrible.
Goodman. Yeah. Yeah.
John Goodman. That's funny.
I think the B-52s did a song for that, and they actually did a music
Oh,
video that where they were all dressed as
that,
Flintstones.
yeah.
As Flintstones, yeah.
You are jogging my memory, that's for sure.
Rosie, I just remember Rosie O'Donnell being
Yeah.
not Wilma. She was Velma, right? Or not Velma. What
That
was the?
Wilma.
Oh,
No, she was the one in the blue, the Barney's
yeah, she would have
wife.
been Barney's
Oh,
wife.
I can't think of her name.
Barney.
Betty Rubble. Betty
Betty.
Rubble.
Betty. Betty.
Betty. Betty
Yep.
Rubble. Barney and Betty Rubble.
Yep. Good
Again, a
call.
name I hadn't thought of in
I know
ages, right? Like that's
exactly.
those are the cobwebs we kick up normally on a
Yep.
Monday night when we Jay and I and our friends are doing pub trivia, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So, okay. Well, Rob, why don't you go since you're our guest?
All right. Well, so I came up with a lot of different places that have places to visit, a lot of apartments or houses of places that I would consider living. An entire fictional world that I would probably jump into and never leave. But this number five is sort of like I was like, I need something that's not one of those kind of things, like a place to live or a place to visit, or I guess it's a place to visit. But I had actually thought of something that I always sort of liked when I was a child and still like as an adult. I would always be fascinated to visit the and or you know a weekend stay in the Clue game board. Right? Like if you're
Okay.
gonna do a murder mystery, like that is a perfect house to do it, right? You've got your secret passages, you've got all the cool rooms. Now, when I was growing up, I had an expanded edition of Clue called Clue Master Detective. So there were like extra characters and there were extra
Yeah.
rooms.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the rooms in particular, the mansion, I always thought that would be great. My one downside to this, you know, like a lot of, you know, I'm thinking about a lot of these fictional places. And I'm like, oh, you know, you don't want to live in Gotham City because you'll probably get poisoned by the Joker. You know, you don't want to live on the USS Enterprise because let's be face it, we're probably, you know, a red shirt. And as soon as the hull gets breached, I'd be sucked out into space, right? So, but the Clue board game is pretty perfect, right? Like to inhabit that space, walk through, you know, again, you
Check
have
out
your
those
weapons,
secret
you've got
passages.
the
Yep.
secret passages. The only problem, the one flaw with the Clue game board is that there is no bathroom. So
Oh.
where do you go to the bathroom if you are Miss
One of the
Scarlet,
secret
right?
passages.
I,
The
you
secret
know, maybe,
passages, they
right?
smell like piss.
I mean, yeah, do you like, you know, drop a deuce in the kitchen sink and then like take the secret passage down to the study, right? Like to get away and be like, I didn't do it. And it's like
That's
everyone's like,
funny.
fuck
Or
the
you could just turn
body,
the
who
look.
shat in the kitchen? You
Isn't there
know, I
a
mean, the game has a.
laboratory, right? There's a laboratory. You could just use that. Just turn it into.
No, there isn't, right? There isn't
No, I
a
don't think
laboratory.
so.
No, right? You've got your library, you've got your study, you've got your hall, you've got your dining room, you've got your kitchen, you've got your ballroom, you've got your conservatory, you got the billiard room, and then you have the center
Conservatory, that's
room that
right.
has stairs. So
Yeah.
presumably, maybe the bathroom is upstairs, downstairs, but you know, there is no ground floor bathroom in the Clue game board. But I have always thought that that'd be a cool place to live. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's good. That's a good one. Pre-game or after the game or during?
Yeah. Yeah, go outside of the bushes. I'm just watering the plants in the conservatory. At that point, they're giving up on like identifying who killed Mr. Body. They're probably just like, all right, who dropped the deuce in the
I was
kitchen?
gonna
I
say,
mean,
I'm trying to figure out,
the game has a wrench, right? So there is plumbing in the house. But you know, but yeah, so there's no bathroom. But the Clue game board, I think, would always be kind of fun if you could go. I mean, it's just, you know, your typical English mansion, right? Fun fact about the Clue game, it was invented. I always say that murder mysteries always have like this resurgence during chaotic time periods because it sort of suggests logic in an illogical world. And it was invented during the Blitzkrieg during World War II. So they're all down in the tunnels in London. So I think that may be why you had your secret passages as ways to escape. They initially, it was Colonel Yellow in the UK, but they yellow had the connotation of lacking courage, so he had to change his name to Colonel
Mustard.
Mustard. And then Mr. Green, the banker, in the British version when it first came out, was Reverend Green, an Anglican priest, right? But again, you didn't want to like sort of associate anything religious with the possible murder, and you didn't want them to be a murder suspect, so they changed that. But yeah, so Clue is always, of course, based on your cozy English manor vibes, and that's kind of my jam. So
No, that's
nice.
cool. All right,
Definitely not
Caleb.
a world I would have thought of, for sure. Okay, so my number five is, I mean, I guess we could do the whole, but really I was primarily thinking of the Shire, but Middle Earth would be a pretty cool place to visit, live. Again, my preference would be Shire, but you know, I wouldn't have a problem visiting, you know, Rohan or, you know,
Rivendell,
Mordor or any of Rivendell or any of the
Mordor.
other places. But yeah, why not? I got a
You want to
place
go to
there. I got to see what's going
Mordor?
on. So, yeah, I just think the Shire would be cool. You know, again, that would be
Yes.
my preference. It
Walk
seems
around barefoot.
quaint.
Hit your head on
They've
some
got
doorways.
pubs. So, me and Jameson were looking at some places to visit one day. Because he's been reading Lord of the Rings of late. So,
Nice.
yeah, there's, you know, be nice to kind of, yeah, I mean, now you technically can visit there. So, it'd be kind of
Right.
cool to go see that.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. All right. So this is my number four is the one that I was changing while we were chatting when we first got on, Rob. And so I was
You
kind of
can't do that. You
distracted.
can't change
Well, it was
it.
similar and I needed to broaden it a little bit. So, and this one came
Okay.
up in conversation when we were talking at the bar the other night. And this is the USS Enterprise from Star Trek Next Generation.
The one I just kind of like shat out and said, hey, you know, you don't want to live there because you might get blown up. You'd be a red shirt. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Please continue.
I specifically had the holodeck on as my number four. And I was like, you know, the holodeck is great. You can go anywhere. You can just say, I want to go to any time, any place, or a fictional place, or whatever. It's a story. You're living in a story. Basically, it's, you know, VR headset, but, you know, you don't have to wear any, you know, hardware, essentially. But then I was like, I think I would just want to live on the USS Enterprise because, like, you're literally, I mean, the idea of Star Trek versus Star Wars is you're living in a utopian society on you know, literally a flying planet. It's so huge, or maybe not a flying planet, but a flying, you know, country,
Flying
maybe
city. Yeah.
flying city.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
So like in Star Trek, it's, you know, all the crime, all of the, you know, all the bad things of humanity have been kind of figured out and science has been perfected, and you can go in and you can go in at the replicator in the wherever the what is it, the food court, and you can get anything you want made any way you want it. And it's just like you can't get any better than that. You can hang out with, you know, some pretty cool people like Data and Captain Picard and Riker, and like just I've I
Right, so you
can
definitely want to live on the next generation
I
ship
think so. I think
with like the
so.
kind of 80s, 90s soft,
Yes. Yes.
beige colored
Yes.
aesthetic, right? Okay.
Yeah.
See, now
Yeah.
I thought about Star Trek, I kind of just got into Star Trek. I mean, I kind of grew up watching it, but I really kind of got into it in a big way with Discovery, but especially with Strange New Worlds, which is coming back for third season this summer, where they have a murder mystery that takes place on a holodeck. So it brings our Clue and holodeck world together. And
Perfect.
the one thing about the holodeck is when we were talking about things that are coming to fruition, I was thinking, we're kind of getting closer and closer to the holodeck being a real thing.
Sure.
National Geographic has like a kind of a virtual display in Times Square, and I think we're going to be very close soon to having that holodeck experience. But
Well,
I
in
said to Jay,
the
I don't want to get killed. I don't want to be in space. I think the only thing worse for me than going into outer space would be to like take a submarine down to the
Oh,
ocean.
I would,
Like, for me, it's like I would live in the Star Trek world, but it would be Starfleet Academy in San Francisco on Earth. I'd still live in the utopia, but I don't have to worry about, my oxygen levels depleting. I
Sure.
don't have to worry about a nuclear
Wait a
reactor,
second.
right? So,
But you're fine being trapped in a house with a murderer. I mean, you're a crew, you're in a house
okay,
with a murderer. I mean,
fair point. Fair point. But the murderer could be me. I don't know, right?
that's true too.
Sometimes you play that game, you're like, oh, maybe I'm the killer. Yeah, did I black out, right?
The only thing I noted,
Sleepwalk, kill someone.
the only thing I noted about living in probably anywhere in the Star Trek universe is you never want to be the one wearing the red shirt because you're
Right.
often killed off pretty quickly or go on ill-fated missions.
And Jay, you have not watched Strange New Worlds yet, have you?
No, that's
No, highly recommend it. And so, like, you like that beige tan, aesthetic of the leather chairs and what have you, of the 80s, 90s, next generation. But what's great about Strange New Worlds is that they still incorporate the fact of like, oh, this takes place 7 years before the original series. So we still have to incorporate that like mid-60s space age
Timepiece,
aesthetic design, right? Like, and the like the you know the hairdos and what have you. And so it's really cool to see it.
Yeah,
I'll
I'm
tell
for
you.
that.
Yeah. It makes you want that stuff to come back in real life.
Nice. Yeah, so that's my number four. Rob, you're number four.
All right, my number four is going to be one that probably no one on who listens to the podcast has ever heard of. But we were talking again. I'm a big comic book guy, and some people were throwing out like Gotham City. I said, God no. Metropolis, also God no. Maybe Paradise Island, but I'm not the right gender for it. So I am going with a kind of a deep cut. In the 1990s, there was a comic book series called Starman. That was written by James Robinson. And he created a new city in the DC universe called Opal City. And it has a mix of, it was one of these kind of world building writers where, I mean, things were very well thought out and they kept the building, Metropolis can look like a variety of ways depending on who's drawing it. But no matter the artist, they had a very specific skyline and things were laid out in terms of the streets and the buildings and what have you. And so it's this gorgeous city that has, it's a port city, but it's also one of these cities that doesn't even have a suburb. It's sort of like you have this rural area and then it just becomes instantly a city. And so Opal City would be fun, maybe to live in, most likely to visit. The problem with living in any comic book universe is that, Darkseid could send his parademons and you have an invasion, right? Or one storyline in the DC universe, the sun blacked out, right? Or the worst part of the DC universe is that they're always having a crisis that everything gets rebooted. And I actually thought about another comic book. There's a great comic book called Astro City written by Kurt Busiek. And there's a great issue. It's a single done in one story called Astro City 25. And the title of it is The Nearness of You. And it's all about this man who's having a dream of this woman and he knows her and everything else, but he's feeling very empty. And finally, one of the spectral, figures in the series, the Hangman, shows up and reveals to him that you were married. This person did exist, but she got wiped out and reboot during a reboot of the universe.
Oh my
And so
goodness.
I can make you forget her, or you can just remember her in dreams. And so he chooses to remember her in dreams. But like, hey, that's the reality of living in the DC universe, is that at any moment, you gotta reboot. And so you may not exist. Again, I'm looking at things like Star Trek as at DC as if
Yeah.
like I'm not the main character. I'm probably a supporting character or
Right.
background. And like,
Right.
what is the least likely way to die?
Somewhere not on page ever.
Come on, just think of yourself as the main character.
So Opal City from the
Okay.
DC comic book series Starman.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So
Caleb.
mine is from one of my favorite TV shows, and that is Pawnee, Indiana from Parks and Rec. Not that I want to live in Indiana because
What
that state is
season?
terrible, but what season?
Season one or that's
No,
old.
one Rob Lowe. Probably season
Mm-hmm.
like 3 and 4 in that range. I think that's kind of peak Parks. But yeah, I would love to, work in the Parks Department, hang out with
Oh, we're
Leslie,
okay.
and oh yeah,
You
I'm
want to
gonna
be a
work for the
character.
government. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's just, fun, small little town, quaint town, has its quirkiness and it's fun and
Yeah.
yeah, I just think it would be a cool city to live in. Go listen to Mouse Rat on the weekends at one of the bars and
Yeah.
yeah, just live in that fictional reality.
I wouldn't want to be any of the characters, I don't think, but I would want to be just like a fly on the wall and just
You'd want to be
watch the
friends with
crazy.
one of them. You'd
Sure,
want to
of
be friends
course.
with a couple of them,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Drink some snake juice.
That's good.
Go to one of their
Treat
many
yourself.
lovely parks. Yep.
Cool. That's a good one. I liked how that one ended, where they had like the flash forward into the
Oh,
future,
yeah.
where it was like they had like see-through telephones and tablets and stuff, and
But didn't
really,
Rob Lowe end up moving to Ann Arbor? Yes.
yeah,
Yeah,
and then they
right.
moved
So,
back at the end, they moved back to Pawnee.
Okay. All right.
So Ann Perkins is from Michigan, and then they moved
Right.
to Ann Arbor once she has their
Yeah.
baby, or once they kind of they not for they technically never get married, I don't think, but once they start having kids together.
Very good choice. Yeah.
Okay, so that was your number four. All right. My number three is the fictional worlds created by Mary Poppins in London.
Okay. All right.
So if you know anything about me,
You want to get with Mary.
I do love Mary Poppins. But on top of that, my daughter and I love to watch our go-to movie has always been Mary Poppins Returns, the sequel. But I love both of the movies, and yeah, just love the imaginative just stories, but it's all based on like making life fun when you are kind of dealt a shit hand. And so like, the whole idea of, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Like that whole idea, like that's what Mary Poppins is about, is, making life, turning lemons into lemonade sort of thing.
Now,
And
in that
so,
fictional London, are the Cockney accent Dick Van Dyke's, or are they better?
I like Dick Van Dyke.
All right. I
think that's part of the charm, isn't it? Just
Yeah.
the not good English accent.
Yeah, not good English accent for sure. Hacked. But yeah, the places to go, the places to check out are the floating tea parties, the chalk drawing worlds, the just the sliding down hand-drawn bridges, and dancing with penguins, and just all the fun stuff, and hanging out with Mary, obviously, and Bert and Mr. Banks, obviously the Banks kids. And then the place to stay away from is the bank. Don't go to the bank unless you want to be bored by le lectures on, sound investments and money, and which is exactly what I don't want to be doing anyway. So I'll stay away from the bank. But yeah, that's my number three, Mary Poppins, London.
Okay. My number three, I was kind of I thought of a lot of apartments before I thought of houses. So my number two is an apartment, and I'll talk about some of my honorable mentions of apartments that I've enjoyed. But when I thought about a house, look, I kind of briefly I was like, would I want to live in the Brady Bunch house? I mean, that's pretty cool, the stairs, right? There was a movie that came out in around 2010, 2011 called A Single Man, directed by Tom Ford, based on a book by Christopher Isherwood. And Tom Ford is a fashion designer, and everything about the movie, I mean, it is very clear that someone from the world of fashion ended up making this movie and was making every production decision. Tom Ford made two movies, A Single Man and another one with Amy Adams called Nocturnal Animals. A Single Man stars Julianne Moore and Colin Firth. And Colin Firth's house is just this beautiful mid-century modern bungalow in California, with and it takes place in the early 1960s. So it just has great windows and natural lighting, perfect layout, great fireplace. The furniture is exactly what you would want for 1960s mid-century modern. So that would be the house I would buy if I could buy any house. And even, one of the challenges is I look around at like real estate in this area. I'm like, man, I really love a bungalow, but no one builds them. So,
Exactly.
yeah. So, but yeah, a single man house, the house from a single man, the film, would be my number three.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
I sense I love the same type of houses you love, Rob. Very mid-century modern. A lot of
Bewitched would be a
like,
great house.
yep, Frank Lloyd Wright
Darren and
style
Saman.
homes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't remember the Bewitched. Did they have a like one of those conversation pits in Bewitched?
Not
I don't
quite a
think.
conversation pitch, but like the the living room was sort of separated by a fireplace into the dining room.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's another one that's been a long time since I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay, so my number
Yeah,
three,
what's your number
probably just
three?
because it's been one of the movies that we've watched a lot most recently, and that would be Oz. I think it'd be really
Oh.
cool to go to Oz, Munchkin Land, Emerald City, all that kind of stuff. Primarily, from Wicked, the older one I wasn't necessarily thinking of. I was thinking of the new, pretty updated version, not the old classic version. So yeah, just again, we've been watching that movie a lot, and I just thought, oh yeah, that would be kind of a cool place to visit and experience and have talking animals and all that kind of fun stuff. So
Yeah, that would be
yeah.
cool.
If it's a hard day, you just go lay down in the poppy field.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
Yep. Maybe eat a couple. Yep, good to go.
That's an excellent choice. Yeah. The thing about Oz, though, you got to kind of like define like what point of the story would you live in, right? Like you don't want to live in the sequel Return to Oz that starts the Roosevelt from the crap.
Nope.
Right, you don't want to
That was
live in
creepy.
any of the Oz Civil War from the book series that continued on. So it's
Yep.
like you
Yeah.
live there after the witch has been banished, or if you like Wicked, maybe after she's been misunderstood. It's like what point of the story do you live in with
Yeah,
Oz,
it was
right?
like
And
part one of Wicked was what I was thinking.
yeah, part
Yeah.
one of
Yeah.
Wicked.
Seems kind of not crazy yet, still peaceful, things
Okay.
seem still together.
Yep.
All right.
Animals can all still talk.
Yep.
Get your
Some of them
lollipop
are still
guild
teaching.
going. Yeah. Cool. All right. So we're on to number twos. My number two is The Oasis from Ready Player One.
Okay.
So The Oasis is a massive virtual reality universe from the novel and movie Ready Player One, set in a dystopian future Earth. People escape bleak realities by entering this limitless digital playground where imagination has no boundaries. And the thing, I mean, obviously, so the Oasis is kind of like the menu, I guess you would say. Everything is within the Oasis. So you go to all these worlds that you create from there. So you can just, create your own utopian place that you could be there with all of your friends and just play basketball or or play war games if you want, you know, like whatever you want to do, you can go there.
Between this and the holodeck, I'm sensing a recurring theme.
Yeah, right. VR
Right? Like you
headsets. I
definitely want to
got
escape into
I set
virtual
my VR
reality.
headset up here just for this episode. It's right there. No, I like to, you know, the one thing it'll come up in my number one is like I like to create. I like to be creative. I like to make things the way I like to make them. And so the more control over that, the better, right? So, yeah. That's the type of thing
All
I guess
right,
I
Caleb,
like.
I think we should just like take a bet. Like, do you think Jay's number one is going to be
No,
Minecraft?
it's not. I'm gonna spoil it. Although we just did see that movie the other night and it was very good. But
All
right.
does that world have a name? I'm not a big I don't know any
Yes,
much about
it's
Minecraft.
called the Overworld.
Oh, is that was okay.
Yeah, I think it's called the Overworld.
Yeah. Like Jay and Reese love playing that game, but I've done nothing ever with that game.
The only time I played was with Vivian and her friend over COVID, and they would always just kill me and pick on me and stuff. And all I wanted to do was dig holes. I just wanted to dig tunnels. Just build, you know, use this resource of ground that's already there and just dig. You don't need to build. Just go and build your house in the hill. And then they'd come and blow it up on me and kill me. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to play
Oh
anymore then.
man. What do they think you are, a coyote and they're the DNR? I mean, come on.
Don't know. I mean, they saw me as easy prey, is what it was.
Well, I
Yeah.
guess. Oh my.
But anyway, that's my number two, The Oasis from Ready Player One.
Okay.
Rob.
Yeah, so now moving on from houses, this is clearly, look, I'm probably an apartment guy. I live in an apartment. I've always lived in apartments. If when I came up with this list, I came up with four honorable mentions for apartments before settling on my number two. Real quickly, my honorable mentions for apartments. I think The Shape of Water, there was the apartment above the movie theater that the young lady, the heroine of that story lived in. I think that would be really cool to live above a movie theater. Frasier had a great apartment in Seattle.
You
Yes.
did.
And as it turned out, in the 90s, a lot of people would move to Seattle and they wanted a high rise that overlooked the Space Needle, but that didn't actually exist. It exists now, but like that created this real estate demand that for something that wasn't there.
That's funny.
Ted Lasso's apartment in Richmond Green from the TV
Ooh,
show
great
Ted
one.
Lasso. Right? You got your little alleyway with your cute little shops, and you got your barn nearby, and seems like a great bunch of people. There's also the Friends apartment in Greenwich Village, right? I mean, it's rent controlled. It's very spacious. You've got like a little outside balcony. But the number one apartment that I think would be the right size for me, that feels realistic, looks realistic, but exists in this great romantic fictional New York City, would be Carrie Bradshaw's apartment, also in Greenwich Village. Now, in the new series, she's
Sex and the
moving to
City.
Gramercy Park, which is over on the other side of Washington Square. But Carrie Bradshaw's apartment, she had that little window, and she had that little desk set up with her laptop, and I couldn't help but wonder. So, yeah, I think I would totally live in Carrie Bradshaw's apartment. The kitchen is the perfect size for me because I really don't want to cook that much, but what I do, that would be more than enough. And I would use my stove. I wouldn't store sweaters in it. But yeah, I think Sex in the City, Carrie Bradshaw's apartment.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks.
So
Okay.
what would it be? You brought us, did you buy bring us by that one or not?
No. So I took you to the Friends apartment in Greenwich Village. This one is a little bit north-ish, right? North relative to the cardinal points of Manhattan. It's a little further up the street around the corner from Magnolia Bakery. But there's beautiful steps, and she lived on that second floor apartment. And I think it was just a cool space. And I've lived in studio apartments before. I can live in a studio apartment just fine. So live by myself, no pets. It'd be great.
Yeah, our when Katie and I first got married, we lived in a studio apartment, and it was fine. Like, You can make it work. I wouldn't be able to make it work now. I got too much
I
crap
was gonna
now,
say
but
now would be hard.
yeah, when as soon as you have children and pets and you have a spouse or a partner that you've been with, you need your separate spaces.
It's true. It's true. All right, Caleb, what's your number two?
All right. So my number two is Tatooine from Star Wars.
Okay.
I would love to go to Tatooine, not only because there's, multiple suns, but it's where Anakin's from, it's where Luke Skywalker's from, it's where Mos
A great
Eisley's
source of
is.
midichlorians.
Yeah, I mean there's just you can go see pod racing. I mean there's so much stuff to do. I mean I'm not a huge fan necessarily of the desert aesthetic,
The sand
but
gets
like,
everywhere.
the rest of it would be awesome for sure, and would be a definitely a planet that I would want to visit and spend some time on. One day I'll make it over to Morocco. I think it's Morocco where they shot that, I
Yeah, that
believe.
sounds right.
But
Morocco or Tunisia.
yeah, I can't remember where it was, but
You had mentioned earlier that you had mentioned in a conversation with Jay and I previously that you were trying to limit yourself from Star Wars planets. So now that we're in the category of Star Wars planet, you clearly have picked Tatooine. What are the other planets that you would live on and start for in the Star Wars world? Unless you're spoiling your number one, maybe you pick two Star Wars planets.
I did pick two Star Wars planets,
Oh, all right.
but
All right. So we're
but
going
I
to
did
put a
I
pin in
have
that. Put the pin back in.
I definitely have honorable mentions of planets as well. So,
Okay. All
right. Nice. Okay. All right. Well, then we'll come back to Star Wars then, I guess, for Caleb. I'm going to do my number one then, and this is from my favorite video game of all time, I think, and it's more recent. I did play this game as a child, but really playing it more recently as an adult. It was before Vivian got into video games that I played this, and then have recently come back to it. And just the world is just so. It's just like where I would want to live if I could live anywhere, like peaceful, beautiful, serene, all different types of climates. You can go to the beach, you can go to the mountains, you can go into the rainforest, you can go into the up to the mountain volcanoes, and that's Hyrule in the game Legend of Zelda. The way that Nintendo made this map in this location in both of the last two games is just it's you can just hop on there, play any of the last two Zelda games. It's an open world concept, and you walk around and just go build a fire, you can go camping, you can go like fishing, and you could like do whatever you want. Or you could go actually do the main mission and do the things you're supposed to do. But yeah, that's my number one. Hey Viv, how you doing? We got
Hi.
Do you have
Hi
a
there.
favorite you have a favorite fictional place?
I do.
What is it?
The Animal Crossing Island.
Oh.
I
Does that have
wonder.
a name? Oh, I guess you name your own island, right?
It's called Moonstone,
Moons.
so there you go, Moonstone.
Animal Crossing. I did think
Okay.
about that, but I'm not an Animal Crossing fan, but it is a kind of a utopian, you build your own paradise sort of place. And
I'm like really rich in that game, so like, why
she
not?
wants to go
So,
where the wealth is. Viv,
yep.
I had a sort of a similar thing. I
Hold on.
almost was
Hold
tempted to
on. She
say
can't hear you.
SimCity. Oh. So Vivian, I had a similar thing as you. You said Animal Crossing, and anyone who plays any of those kind of games, like I would play SimCity a lot, and then The Sims. And there would be some cities that you would build that I was like, oh, I would really like to live here. So I can appreciate your desire to live in an Animal Crossing world.
Cool. All right, you getting ready for bed?
I am.
Okay. We're about done here. Don't tell him. Yeah, Rob, in case you couldn't tell, that was kind of not pre-planned, but she always pops in every
Pops in.
episode. Like tradition now. And gives us her one item of our
Her number
topic.
one.
But
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, there's just cool places to go in Hyrule. From you can go hang out with the water people, go swimming in Zora's domain. You can go get lost in the Lost Woods and find the Master Sword in with the Korok village people. I love that I'm just reading these things off and Rob has no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't. I really don't. Is it that obvious from my face? Yeah. From the dead silence for all the listeners. Yeah, I'm like, look, when I played Legend of Zelda with the very first one, like
Yeah, me
in
too. Right.
1988. So
Yeah.
like I'm still just picturing the old lady that I would go barter with. That's like literally the only thing I remember about Legend of Zelda and shooting some arrows, maybe, and a sword. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's and I played that game and I can't remember if I beat it. If I did, I beat it with the Game Genie when you could cheat at it, but I loved that game as a kid. Just loved how you could go around and accumulate all the weapons and all of the things to get yourself stronger, get more hearts. It was a world building thing, and obviously now it's just on steroids where you can, it's funny when I play the game, I'll collect all the raw materials to make food, make meals for myself that give you different boosts and all that kind of thing. And I actually have Vivian cook for me because she likes to do my cooking. And
Okay.
it's like an actual fun activity to do in the game is like come up with your own concoctions of meals that give you different boosts. And it's just crazy how in-depth this game is. But anyway, some of the funny things in the game are smashing pottery is considered perfectly normal because that's where you find arrows and other cool
Oh.
things. And chasing chickens might seem fun, but then the chickens chase you back and then they hurt you. So,
Wait, can you kill them for food or no?
you can, I think you can. I can't remember. I'll have to go try. I've never tried to kill the chickens. I'm guessing you can't,
All the
but
vegetarians that are listening are
I'll
absolutely
report back.
horrified.
I'll report back on whether or not you can kill the chickens.
Can you at least gather their eggs? Because eggs are expensive.
Yes. You can kill the chickens?
You can kill the chickens.
Okay. You can cook with
Leave
their
it to the child
drumsticks.
to answer.
Yep. Cool. So yeah, it's my number one, Hyrule, the Hyrule Kingdom from The Legend of Zelda.
Nice.
Rob.
Right, so I did the Clue game board as my like non-traditional choice, or Opal City, right, as a place to visit. The single man as a house, Carrie Bradshaw's apartment as an apartment. But I think my all-time favorite world that I would want to live in, and it might say a lot about the state of the world in 2025, but I would live where it's always sunny and you're chasing the clouds away. It would be Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
It would be Sesame Street, right? I mean, I would do whatever in Sesame Street. I would be like Mr. Hooper's shop sweeper. I would, I mean, look, you've got everything there. Everyone loves each other. Everyone knows each other. It's always sunny. It's not cloudy. You've got learning happening everywhere.
Good music.
I would have
You don't have to
gay
worry about
friends.
dying.
I wouldn't have to worry about dying. I'd have gay friends with Bert and Ernie. I'm sure we'd probably sit down and watch RuPaul's
Hey,
Drag Race together.
Bert. What you doing,
Yeah.
Bert?
My only problem, my only fear is that if I lived in the Sesame Street world, is that I fear that I would taint it. And I feel like this should be a plot of a movie, right?
You
Like
bring
someone
everybody
our
down.
age, right? Like Brett Goldstein, actor, writer,
Yes.
actor, comedian,
Yep.
Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, loves Sesame Street. He has a special coming out called The Second Best Day of Your Life because he said his very best day of his life was visiting Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
But I feel like he should write a movie. And I was debating, like, do I want to live in the Sesame Street neighborhood or do I want to work at the Muppets Theater? And the problem is that I work for a professional theater, right? And so, we're already like Kermit with our arms flailing around. That's just us on a daily basis. So, I want to get out of the theater. I think I would be a great street sweeper. Hey, I'd be the garbage man. Oscar and I would probably get into it if I tried to like take his house and throw him away, right? But no, I would love to live in Sesame Street. But again, I just fear that I would corrupt it, and that by the end of the day, Alma would be like, "Oh, Seth, the letters of the day are you." Right? Like, I just think it would be, it would probably be, I would probably be a disaster if I lived in a world of Sesame Street. But I think it would be something great to aspire to.
Or maybe they would just, you would form to them as opposed to them forming to
Yeah.
you, right?
Yeah. That would be the hope. And fun fact, Sesame Street Follow That Bird was the first ever movie I saw in a movie theater.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that you would, I think you, like Caleb said, you would affect each other in good ways. I think so.
Okay. Yeah, and that would
Yeah.
be the lesson of the movie for Brett Goldstein, right?
Yep.
I'm
Yep.
telling you, I'm
Yep.
thinking this is a million-dollar idea.
Yep.
There needs to be an adult Sesame Street movie,
Love it.
like where it just reminds all of our cold little hearts to open up a little more.
I mean,
Yep.
Sesame Street's on HBO now. I mean, now's the time to
Yeah,
do
there you go.
it.
Strike.
You can
Yep.
do it.
All right, Caleb. It's down to you.
Right, so I kind of
Wait,
gave my
wait,
number.
quickly, hold on.
Yep.
Jay, you know
Yeah.
Caleb really well. We
Yep.
know it's a Star Wars planet.
He
What
should
planet do
know
you
it.
think he's going to pick?
He should
I'm going
know
to say Endor. I don't even know you, Caleb, but I'm just going to say
it.
Endor.
Ooh, it could
You
be
seem to be the
Endor.
right age where Endor made an impact on you. And you probably are looking at me like, I hate Ewoks.
Yeah, I don't know. What planet is it? Is it like Cloud City or something?
No. It is Andor.
Is it Endor?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good
Yep.
one. That's a good one.
Yep,
Yep.
I love like just the forest, the setting, the fact that
Have
there are
you been to the
Ewoks.
Redwoods?
I have not, and I've always wanted
You
to.
guys need to go. We went there over
I've been to the
COVID.
f yeah, I've been to the for like a s similar-ish forest just outside of Seattle. but they don't have, the redwoods like that. But yeah,
Yeah.
I've always wanted to.
Oh
That
my
is
gosh.
one of my huge bucket list places to go.
I
Yeah, I
was
just
worried that I was
Endor.
going to be underwhelmed when I got there.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
those
yeah.
trees are so freaking large. It's
Yep.
amazing. It is so amazing.
Yeah, the Redwoods are definitely on my bucket list too, Caleb.
Oh, yep.
Definitely have
Yeah,
to. Just
I
what
would
we did
love to be there.
we flew into Portland, spent some time with Katie's brother when he was living in Portland, and we just drove
Drove
down the
down.
coast,
Yep.
stopped at all the national park places that seemed cool, and it was the most amazing trip.
Yep.
So we
Yeah,
went
we
all
had
the way to
talked about
Portland.
we've talked about that for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're okay with Ewoks?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Katie
Yep. So like,
doesn't like
you guys
Ewoks.
remember, yeah, but do you remember the How I Met Your Mother thing? And it was sort of like age related, right? So like I'm the youngest of three. I have a sister who's 7 years older, a brother who's 5 years older. So like their first Star Wars was Star Wars. My first Star Wars was Return of the Jedi.
Sure,
Yeah.
sure.
So I like the Ewoks. Jay and I were joking that for the Kentucky Derby race, which falls on May 3rd this year, that like we should have like the Kentucky Derby on one side of the room, and then we should have like the speeder race through the Redwoods on the other side of the room. And that the Ewoks are basically the same size as, the horse jockeys. So I love the Ewoks, but I do think like if you like the Ewoks, it's sort of like an age-related thing. And it's like a very narrow window
Yeah.
because like today's kids, I don't know how they feel about Ewoks, if they like them one
Yeah, I
way or
don't
another,
think
but
Vivian has any sort of attachment to Ewoks at all. Like, I don't think she's scared by them, but she doesn't, she's not attracted to them by any means.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were talking, so we're in the process of getting a dog, and because our dog died a little while ago in the summer, and we are going to probably name it Wicket.
Oh, that's
There you
one of our
go.
names we might choose. So
That's a good
yeah,
one.
we're all big fans of Ewoks and Endor. And yeah, I mean, even if Ewoks weren't there, just like that forest vibe, I love
Yeah.
that. I would
Yeah.
love to live in a planet like that
You
for
could
sure.
also name a dog Yub Nub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I
Oh,
could.
you know, I was just gonna comment on the musical stylings of the planet, right? Like, I actually kind of love the music and the bonfire parties, right? Like,
Living in a
you know, who needs
treehouse?
Coachella? You just need Endor, right?
Coachella.
We don't need Burning. Yeah, right? We don't need Burning Man.
Yeah, so it was tough to choose between Endor or Kashyyyk,
Oh
which is
yeah,
where
where Chewie's from,
Wookiees,
the
yeah,
Wookiees.
Wookiees are from. But I just thought, Wookiees are a little more violent
Yeah, they
than
can be.
what seems to be. So,
Do you have any more honorable mentions from the Star Wars world?
yeah, Kashyyyk, Coursant, Naboo,
Naboo. I had
Mandalore.
Naboo is my number six. So that's where Padme is from. Very beautiful land. And
Jar
then that's
Jar.
also where Jar Jar, the underwater people, are from. Yeah. And isn't Darth Maul?
No,
No.
he just appears. I mean, that's where he gets
That's
cut in
where you see
half.
him. That's where he meets his
Wait,
first
remind me
demise.
again, where is Yoda from? Dagobah?
Dagob.
That's not where he's
No,
from.
that's
That's
where
where
he
he
goes away
dies.
to. That's where he goes to be
I don't think they ever
in
mention the name of the
solitude.
planet
Okay.
that Yoda's
Yeah, because
from,
they don't, because we
that I'm
don't
aware
know
of.
what the species is,
Correct.
and we don't know where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
because that's kind of the big mystery with Grogu, Baby Yoda, is that
Yeah,
they don't
baby.
know where he came from. But yeah, Star Wars.
Interesting. So,
Star Wars
Caleb, do you
nerds.
have any other like honorable mentions like outside of the Star Wars universe?
Nope. No,
Okay.
I had Kashyyyk,
All
Coruscant, Naboo, and
right.
So now
How
you
about
know what
you,
we
Jay?
talk
What
about
other
most times.
honorable mentions do you have?
I had Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for similar
Okay.
reasons that you picked Sesame
Yep.
Street. Just hanging out with just super open-minded, nice people. That are teaching me good values and helping me deal with my shit. And then on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, Grand Theft Auto's Los
Vice
Santos,
City.
Vice
Okay.
City, one of those.
Okay.
Just open world. I'm an open world gamer, as I've already previously discussed. But yeah, just being able to go wherever you want, go do whatever you want to do, go fly a Camaro off a cliff somewhere into a ravine, jump out just before you go off the cliff. I did have the Outer Rim locations in Star Wars,
Yeah.
because that's where the video game Star Wars Outlaws takes place. So just like kind of being outside of the control of the
The
people who
Empire.
the Empire and the like that take over the galaxy from time to time. And then the last one was Wakanda from Black Panther, the
That's a really good one.
Marvel
That
Cinematic
would be a great
Universe.
one. That would sort of be like, well, no, never mind.
I don't think you're
I don't know
allowed
that
in
I could join
Wakanda.
Wakanda, but that's sort of like
Yeah, I'm
Themyscira,
not.
Paradise Island, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I wouldn't
yes.
be allowed.
Yep. You need a little more melatonin.
And the one that was brought up amongst our friends here in town was Asgard, but we decided the Asgard wouldn't be good because all the Asgardians are very judgmental assholes, and you'd just be, people be looking at you weird and saying crap about you all the time. But then the only
Well,
way to
didn't
fit
it
in
get
with,
blown up? Isn't that what happened to Asgard? They ended up moving on to the Guardians of the Galaxy ship
yeah. Yeah,
during
well,
Infinity
no, they
War
live
and
on Earth.
Endgame, and
They live on
they live
Earth
on Earth.
now in
Okay.
New
All right.
Asgard. It's
All
like
right.
in
Yeah.
Scotland or something, isn't
Okay.
it?
My honorable mentions, kind of like with the Clue game board, would be the Haunted Mansion. Right. And I
Ooh,
realize
yeah.
you can visit the Haunted Mansion, but I would want to live in like the
The
fictionalized
real. Yeah.
actual
Yeah.
ghost. Yeah. Right. I had mentioned Cheers, but I guess apparently I'm sort of living it. Yeah. Star Trek, as long as it was on Earth, I'm fine. Right.
Starfleet
And then, you know,
Academy.
we had talked about places like that were like an instant hell no, and that would be like Twin Peaks and Gotham City. The only version of Gotham City that I would live in, and I would strongly consider, is the 1966 Adam West Batman series, right? Because that Gotham City is not really New York, that's LA. You know, the Joker, he's just going to annoy you because it's going to be a pie to the face. It's not going to be like a,
It's
you know,
gonna
you're not going to be poison fish.
say whammy or something when you get hit too, so
Well, that's just it, right? Like you get up in the morning, you like stub your toe on the nightstand, and it's just like pow, you know.
Yeah,
Not
I
even
like
pow, it would
that.
just be ow, right? Like it would just be oh, so you know, the criminals would be only mildly annoying, but you know, you'd go to the beach and next thing you know, you see Batman and Joker, Batman and Joker in a surfing competition, right? So like, you know, that would be a not so bad
That'd be
Gotham
fun.
City to live in, but every other Gotham City is an instant hell no. And I guess that kind of leads me to like Caleb, like what was were there any on your list or the any that people talked about that you would be like an absolute like hell no? Like clearly the Death Star from Star Wars would probably be one, right?
Sure.
You think it's a nice shiny thing, but you don't want to live there. It always gets
No,
blown up.
no windows.
Hoth would be a no. It's too cold.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Mustafar is too hot.
Mustafar, it's a volcanic planet.
Yeah. The other one that I, the other fictional place I had, which it's not a fictional place. I mean, it is because it's from the show, would be Scranton from The Office.
Okay.
I was always pretty creeped out by the Land Before Time, not the Land Before Time,
No.
the Never Ending Story.
Oh,
Don't
yeah.
know why I got those confused,
Yeah.
but
Because they're both
like
about your child from your childhood.
large flying talking dogs,
Yeah.
Not your thing, huh?
not really.
That supposed to be a dog?
I don't know.
Nah, it's kinda sorta who knows what
I
the
always
fuck
wondered what that thing
it
was. I never knew what that thing was considered.
I'll report back. That's on my list of movies that we're going to be watching with Vivian soon. At least part one. We'll see how far we
Okay.
get. Well, now we've reached the end. So now we get to decide what we're going to talk about next week. And hi, Rob.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
I guess what we've got a list. And Rob, you're always welcome to come back. And we're looking for a new co-host anyway, so
Well, the only
we
other one that I kind of thought of when you and I were talking before it all started is, Caleb, how would you feel about
I'm
this is
fine
an
with it.
icebreaker. Okay, it's just yes and. I was saying he was telling me about the conspiracy theories episode that you had, and I one of my favorite icebreakers to do anywhere is to ask, what mystery would you love to have solved? So some people say like Jack the Ripper, JFK.
They just solved that.
Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
Maybe, right? I
Well, they
haven't
believe they
done
did.
it.
Yeah.
And supposedly the latest batch of document release for JFK suggested it was a single shooter, which to be honest with you, I always kind of thought it was a single shooter. And I know that's contradictory to the X-Files and everything else, yeah, so like you know, some interesting mysteries that I thought that could be a really fun topic if you can think of. I think I could come up with five. I don't know if you guys, how do you feel about that? Yeah.
Is the Earth really flat? I'm just kidding. Or really round?
Well, that's
No,
is that
that
a
mystery would be
conspiracy
solved.
theory or an unsolved mystery? I think we're gonna like lean more on the
There's
side
a
of like
difference.
something that actually
There might be
happened.
some overlap, but like the
Right.
JFK
Yeah.
thing was always kind of like one of those that could be both, but
Well, it's well. There's conspiracy theories because it's unsolved,
right,
but that's an actual
exactly.
mystery.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, we could do that one. What do you think, Caleb?
I that's fine.
You're in? All right,
Yeah,
conspiracy theories.
I'm a yes and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, so that was a good one.
Okay.
We had a lot of fun. That one took up conversation multiple nights with multiple, sets of groups of people, and yeah, love those ones.
Sorry,
And
mine was heavy Star Wars.
yeah, no apologies needed. I'm always game for talking Star Wars.
Know.
But in the thing that we did a little bit, because when we first started the podcast, Rob, we did a few before we added Derek in, and we often talked about even revisiting some of the topics because so many things change over time anyway. But also, I
Right.
thought, some of them would be fun to have, as a conversation to between the three of us. So, we can always go back to topics as well. But yeah, that'll be a good one. Did you put it in there,
Okay.
Caleb?
I just put it on my thing. I didn't do it on the
Okay.
shared one. I can do that.
I'll get it.
Sorry.
Unsolved.
I was setting myself up for success. Forgive me.
Unsolved. We calling it Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I put it as. Yeah.
Yeah, and some good examples would be like whatever happened with JonBenet Ramsey,
Oh yeah, that's a
whatever
good one.
happened to Anastasia, the Tsar of Russia,
Yeah. The Menendez
whatever
brothers.
happened. Yeah, right.
O.J.
Whatever
Simpson.
happened, well, that's not a mystery
No, I don't think it is
to
either. But it is kind of like
me,
there's a lot of like what actually happened, like
right.
the
Yeah, like
full series of
yeah,
events.
and that's the way to approach it is like I would really like to know what exactly happened, how, when,
Yeah.
and have the full picture. Like whatever happened to the folks at Roanoke and the 1500s and the
Yep.
Krakatoa or whatever.
Yep.
So yeah.
What was that? What was that that plane that disappeared a few years
Oh,
back?
the
Remember?
Malaysian Airlines one
Malaysia. Yeah,
recently?
that one.
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
that would
Amelia
be an interesting
Earhart.
one.
Yeah.
Amelia Earhart's a great one.
Yep.
Even somebody picked something like, the Tylenol poisoning, which led to the way we change our caps for
Oh, yep.
aspirin and all, pharmaceuticals. Nobody really ever solved that.
Interesting. Yeah.
We actually
That
like
could
we
be a fun
don't
one.
well ooh, actually maybe I won't say it for my number one, but
Yeah, right. We don't want to give them all away.
Well,
Cool.
I think it's my number one because it's the one that probably most impacted me, although it really wouldn't be my third number one. But yeah, writing it
Yeah.
down.
Trying to think. Yeah, that'll be a good one to do some research on. Cool. Well, I wonder how the Katie and a couple of our other friends went and played trivia tonight. So I was just wondering how they were doing
Yeah,
with
they've got probably
trivia.
about 15 minutes left, so
Yeah.
yeah. So do you
Cool.
guys do this weekly then, or
We put it on the
it
calendar
varies?
weekly, but it ends up being maybe half the time. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
like last week, we
Okay.
had the hockey game, and Caleb will travel. You think you guys were gone once? I end up being gone more, but yeah, or life just gets crazy, So we've always said like we'll put it on the calendar, we'll check in on Monday midday, and if anybody just isn't feeling it, we can skip it. We're not gonna this. The podcast that I did before, I always tried to do it every week and just built it into my routine, which was good. I'm a routine person, but it also, like, when you do that, also it stresses you out at times because then you feel like you have to do
Sure.
it. So, and
Right.
I don't want, I love the organic part of podcasts and the conversational part of it all. And if when you're doing that and it's part of routine, it gets forced and just doesn't feel as fun then. So, yep. Cool beans. All right.
Cool.
Well, I'm gonna hit the stop button here.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.